At this point, he met a son of Priam, Prince Lycaon, scrambling from the river. Achilles once on a night raid had captured this young man, forced him out of his father's orchard, where with a bronze knife he had been cutting boughs of a wild fig for chariot rails. The raider came like a ghost upon him, unforeseen. That time Achilles sold him overseas to Lemnos. Jason's son had purchased him, but he was freed by an old family friend, Eetion of Imbros, who gave passage to the fair town Arisbe, whence in flight he reached his father's hall. Being come again from Lemnos, he enjoyed 11 days with friends at home. On the 12th day, a god returned him to the rough hands of Achilles, who would dispatch him to the realm of death. The great battlefield runner, Prince Achilles, found the man disarmed. He had no helm, no shield, not even a spear. All were thrown down when heat and sweat oppressed him as he toiled to leave the stream, his knee sapped by fatigue. Taken aback, grimly Achilles said in his great heart, "God, here is a strange thing to have before my eyes. Trojans I've killed will stand up in the western gloom of death if this one could return his evil day behind him, after I sold him, shipped him out to Lemnos Island. The great grey salt sea that balks the will of many could not stop him. Well, let him taste our spearhead now. Let me absorb the answer. Can it be he'll come back from the grave, or will the fertile earth detain him as it does the strongest dead?" Thus he reflected, waiting. And the other came in a rush to clasp his knees, confused, but mad with hope to escape the pain of death and the black shape of destiny. Achilles raised his long spear, aiming to run him through. Lycaon ducked and ran and took his knees even as the driven spear passed over, starved for blood and raw man-flesh, and stuck in earth. Grasping one knee, the unarmed man held on with his left hand to the spear shaft of Achilles and pled with him. "I come before your knees, Achilles. Show respect and pity me. Pleader and plea are worth respect, your grace. You were the first Achaean at whose hands I tasted the bruised barley of Demeter. Upon that day when among orchard trees you captured me, then shipped me out to Lemnos away from father and friends, I earned for you 100 bulls' worth. Triple that I'll bring as ransom this time. 12 days have gone by since I returned from my hard life abroad to Ilion. But now sinister fate has put me in your hands a second time. In hate, somehow, Zeus guided me to you. A man of short life, so my mother bore me, Leothoe, daughter of old Altes, lord of the fighting Leleges, who holds the rock of Pedasus upon the Setnios. Priam, lover of many, loved his daughter, and 2 of us were born of her. Both men you will have slaughtered. You killed my brother amid foot soldiers. Noble Polydorus brought him down with a spear throw.